We continue our learning. Le'ilu Nishmas Davi ben Menachem Murishem Chaim Yaakov and Pinchas Eliyahu. We're in Shkol in Perek Vav, Mishnah Gimel. Veheichan ayu mishtachavim. So where did they prostrate themselves those 13 times? So best if you have a picture. Some of the Mishnahis have pictures of the Beis Hamikdash to know where everything is. But the Mishnah says like this: Arba b'tzafon va'arba b'dorom, shalosh b'mizrach u'shtayim b'marav. So four in the north, four in the south, three in the east, and two in the west, which were all kineged, all opposite the shlosha sar sharim, the 13 gates. And the Mishnah now is going to enumerate the gates and therefore where people bow. Now, why would they bow specifically here? They would bow to thank Hashem, appreciate the beauty of the Beis HaMikdash itself. And this is where they could see a little bit of the beauty of the Beis HaMikdash by looking through these gates. So that's why they would bow at the gates, because they could see the Beis HaMikdash through them. Sha'orim dromiim smuchim lamarav. So here we're going to first discuss the gates, the southern gates that are closer to the west, beginning with Shar Ha'elyon. Shar, the Beis HaMikdash was on a slope, going from east to west, going upwards. So if you were in the west, the westernmost gate on the southern wall was the highest elevation of all. And doesn't say here in the Mishnah what purpose it served, but Shar Ha'elyon, that is the top of all of them. Then it says Shar HaDelek. Shar HaDelek, as we know from kindling, so that's where the wood that was going to be placed on the maracha, on the mizbech, to burn the karbanos, was brought through this particular shar. Then Shar HaBechoros. Shar HaBechoros is where, if you had firstborn of sheep or cattle or goats, so it has to be brought to the Beis HaMikdash. The Bechor is holy. So here, they would have brought through this gate to be shechted in the area that's south of the Mizbeach. Kodesh Kodshei Kodshim were slaughtered where? In the Tzafon, as we see in the Mishnahis. But if you weren't Kodshei Kodshim, it could be slaughtered Bechol Makom Ba'azara, as the Mishnah says, in Ezum Makoman. So you could walk through that area, the Shar Bechoros, and they would shech them in the south of the Mizbeach. Shar HaMayim, then there was Shar HaMayim. So we had Shar HaElyon, Shar HaDelek, Shar HaBechoros, and now Shar HaMayim. Those were the four that were Sharm Dromium, that were in the south. And the Mishnah says the last one is Shar HaMayim, but then it asks you what? And the Farshim explain, why does Mishnah have to ask that question? Because the others were used almost on a daily basis. Shar HaMayim only on the 7 days of Sukkot when we had Nisuch HaMayim. So that's what Mishnah has to ask. Shebo machnisin tzloches shomayim shel nisuch bechag. The flask of water that was brought from the Shiloach up to the Beis HaMikdash was brought through that char during the 7 days of Sukkot. Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov Omer, Bo HaMayim Mifakim Vasidin Liyos Yotzim Mitachas Miftan HaBais. In reference to a pasuk in Yecheskel in Perek Mem Zayin, where it speaks about that there was water that was going to be underneath the Beis HaMikdash, Mifakim, like a stream, is what it means. So Rabbi Eliezer says that, why is it called Shar HaMayim? That's where the water is going to flow that are eventually going to be underneath the Miftan HaBayis, the threshold of the Beis HaMikdash. So that's why it's called Shar HaMayim. Lu'umas, for the future. Lu'umas son b'tzafon smuch l'marav. So opposite those southern gates, on the north side, starting closer to the west, was Shar Yechonya. Shar Yechonya is Yechonya, as we know, was sent out to Golos. So Shar Yechonya, we call it after him because Yechonya, that's when he was sent through that shar go to Bavel. And the Mishnah will explain in a moment. Shar Yechonya, Shar, let's go just list them first at least. The facing the four in the south or the four in the north. Shar Yechonya, Shar Karban, Shar Nashim, Shar Hashir. And the Mishnah is going to ask why it's called Shar Nechonya. Let's go through the other ones, which should be obvious. Shar Karban, that's where they bring all the Kodshei Kodshim, the highest of the offerings, the Chata, the higher level ones, Chatas Ola, it said it would come through. Others say, no, all the Karbanos, Shar HaKarban, he had all the Karbanos brought through Shar HaKarban, because that's where you would find the rings which would hold the animals so we could slaughter them down, the 24 rings that were in that area. So that was in the north. So that was Shara Karban. Shar Nashim, that's where women would enter in order to do smicha on the karbanos. There is a debate the Gemara has in Rosh Hashanah whether women are supposed to lean their hands on a karban or not. We assume smichas Nashim is reshus. It's only a voluntary mitzvah for them to do based on the psukim. The question is, can they even volunteer? What's the issue here? What's the counter pressure? So the counter pressure is that there's a problem of avoda b'kachim. We're not supposed to do anything, lean on an animal to do any work, or mishamish b'kachim, to use an animal if that's holy for no purpose at all. So to lean on an animal, that's a karban, I'm not supposed to do. So if there's no mitzvah to do smicha, maybe they shouldn't even volunteer. So that's the issue. So shara nashim, if we allow women to do smicha, which according to Rabbi Yossi is allowed, so then that's what this shara was for. The women, that's where they would enter in order to lean. Those who don't allow, which is Rabbi Yehuda's opinion, would say that women, when they bring a karban, have to be present. So where would they be present? They would be present in this particular gate. They would stand there even though there was no smicha that they did. Then it was Shar Hashir, the instruments the Levim would use to accompany, which were used to accompany their singing, were brought through those gates. And then the Mishnah asks, V'lamanik Rashamo Shar Yechanya, Shebo Yatza Yechanya, Bigalu So, as is discussed in Malachim Beis, Perek Chav Dalid, he entered the Beis HaMikdash, he bowed as if he was taking leave, and then he left. Bimizrach. So what about in the east? We discussed the south 4 and the north 4, and now we're in the east. Shar Nicanor was the famous Shar Nicanor. The Nicanor, there were special gates, the two doors that were brought from Mitzrayim, and there was a miracle the Gemara discusses, the fact that they were saved and were brought, so they kept them, even though they were copper, they didn't overlay them in gold. So that was the Shar Nicanor. That was the entrance into the Azara. So that was a shar in the east. Ushnei pishpishin hayulo, echad bimina v'echad bismolo. There were small doors in those very large gates that could be opened at all times. That's one on the right, one on the left. Ushnayim v'amarav, shelo hayolahem shem. And then you had two gates in the west, which had no name. And that's what the Mishnah concludes with here as well. Perek vav, just one point. The Yishalmi says that we keep speaking about the fact that we are, why are you bowing? Well, the bowing is opposite the 13 sha'arim in the Mikdash, so that's why we bow 13 times. That is the opinion of Abba Yossi ben Hanan. But the Chachamim disagree, and they say there were not 13 gates. There were only 7 gates for the Azara, and the 13 Ishtach Havayos were corresponding to the 13 breaches that the Malcha Yavin, that the Greeks breached in the Azara. And when the Hashmonaim eventually were victorious, so then they closed up those pratzos. These were the breaches in the Soreg, in that 10 tefachim wall around the Beis HaMikdash, where non-Jews or people who are Tamei Meis cannot walk. So tik, that's when they were sakein 13 Ishtach Havayos, were connected those 13 breaches after they closed them up. Perek Vav Mishn Dalid, Shloshas Ar Shulchanos Yubei Mikdash. There were 13 tables in the Mikdash, says the Mishnah. Shmona shel shayish beveis hamitzbechayim. Eight of the 13 were in the Beis HaMitzbechayim, were in the slaughter area, Sha'alehen, Midichen, HaKravayim. And upon those tables, they would rinse the Kravayim, the entrails of the animals. This was to the north of the Mizbeach. That's where they had those rings, the Taba'os, that were Kavua, that were set in the ground in order to shech the Karban. And they had hooks as well to hang the animal so you could flay them. And they were over there. You had 8 tables of marble for the purpose of removing, of rinsing the animals. Shalechin midichin es akravayim. Ushnayim. And then we have 2 other tables, Bimarav Hakevesh, which were to the west of the Mizbeach, which was to the south, which was to the west of the Kevesh of the Mizbeach, west of the Kevesh, west of the ramp to the Mizbeach. The Mizbeach was to the ramp was to the south of the Mizbeach, and these two Shulchanos were to the west of that Kevesh, of that ramp. Echad shel shayish ve'echad shel kesef. One shulchan, one is made out of marble, one out of silver. Al shel shayish u'nosim seivarim. On the one made of marble, they would place the limbs of the animals. Before they were ready to go on the Mizbeach, they put them on this table. The shayish, the marble, cools them off so they don't smell. And even though we learn in Avos, in Perkei Avos, in the fifth parak, that there were 10 nisim that happened in the Beis HaMikdash, one of them was that basar lo hisriach be'olam. It never got spoiled. So why do we have to put it on the table? Well, ain sumchan al anes. We don't rely on a miracle, and therefore we put the Evarim on the Shulchan Shel Shayish and not of kesef, not of silver or gold. Al shel kesef. So what they use that second table? What did they use? There were 8 tables, and we have these 2 tables. One was shayish and one was silver. What would they use the silver one for? So that was also to the west of the kevesh, to the west of the ramp. That's where they would have, says the Mishnah, clay shares. They would put the clay shares, whatever service vessels they would need every morning, and they took out, and we mentioned in the past, the lishkas hakelim. There were 93 clay shares altogether, gold and silver. So those were placed when they needed, whatever they needed, on this silver table. Ushnaim, 2 other tables. Ba'ulam, we're in the ulam, which is right in front of the heichal. Mibifnim al pesach abayis, it was within the ulam, right next to the opening of the heichal. Echad shel shayish ve'echad shel zav as well. One was made, one was marble, the other was not silver, the other was gold. Al shel shayish nosnim lechem apanim b'chnisaso. Val shel zav b'tziyaso. So when you walked in, the heichal had the shulchan. You had to put in the lechem apanim. So after they were baked on Erev Shabbos, they would put them on the shulchan of shayish, which was in the ulam right before you walked in to the heichal to where the shulchan was, to where the real shulchan was, that is. So they would put the lechem apanim, the 12 loaves, on the shulchan of marble so they would cool off and not spoil. And then on the way out of the heichal, when they took them off the next week, they removed them from the shulchan, the old bread from the previous week, they would put them on the shulchan of zahav. Aye, why do we have a shulchan shel zahav? So the Mishnah says, and that was right before they were divided up and distributed to the Kohanim. Shemalin ba'kodesh v'lo moridin. After the lechem was all week on the shulchan hazav in the Beis HaMikdash, in the heichal, the real shulchan, can't lower it down and put it on a shulchan of shayish, of marble, or even of kesef of silver. That's why we needed a shulchan of zahav in the ulam. The echad and the final shulchan out of the 13, ve'echad shel zav mibifnim she'olav lechem apanim. Tamit, what's the 13th? The most famous of all. That was the shulchan of gold, which was inside the heichal, and that's where we placed the lechem apanim. It says in the Chumash, v'asiso shulchan atzei shitim, made of atzei shitim wood, v'tzipisa oso zav tahor, v'nasata al shulchan lechem panim lefanai tamid. Put them all together, and we have 13 shulchanos.